Gemma, we can't. Come on, just a quickie? Her tone was seductive, sexy. I watched her pull on her harness, complete with dildo, over her superhero costume. We had a party to go to, damn it. What the hell are you doing? We're already late and you're screwing around. She flashed a devious smile at me and fastened it around her slender hips. I want to screw around. You're right. I rolled my eyes. Then she walked up to me, got right in my business, took my hand and placed it on that amazing silicone cock with the ridges that she uses to bring me so much pleasure. Tell me, Richard, tell me that you don't want to be bent over the bed right now and fucked before we leave. Tell me. My mouth opened and no words came out. Damn it, we had a party to go to. I faltered, having a conversation with myself in my head. Gemma watched me, amused. Damn it! Even as I said the words, I turned around, bent over the bed, and pulled down the black pants of my Star Trek uniform. I was angry because she had me. She had my fucking ass and she knew it. Who cared about a damn superhero party when I could get fucked up the ass? No contest. But I wasn't going to tell her that. I was enjoying our push and pull. She'd argued with me that Picard wasn't a superhero after I'd shaved my head for the part. There was no going back after that, so I stood firm and said he was a superhero in my book, and I'd argue the point with anyone at the party. I told her Wonder Woman wore a skirt, not tights. She didn't care. In that moment, she didn't seem to care about much besides nailing me. Her focus was on my butt, and that was quite a turn-on. Gemma smiled at me, her black wig and headband, making it feel like some new exotic woman was going to fuck me. I watched her lube up the toy strapped to her. Wonder Woman had Picard right where she wanted him, and he was going to let her think that he was taking one for the team. Well, okay, if you have to do this. And then I pointed my finger forward and said, "Engage." That was a mistake. She pushed the toy in fast, and I yelped. What's wrong? Can't take it. Captain? She was already fucking me, pulling me back against her with her hands on my hips. Can't transport out of this predicament, can you? She cackled and fucked me mercilessly. Great, now she wanted to be funny. My hard cock bobbed with her thrusts, and I reached down to jerk myself off. Fuck, Gemma was so good at taking care of my ass, I had to admit that. Hey, Picard, get your hand off your phaser. She was in full role-play mode now. I chuckled to myself and kept jerking off. Oh, Jesus, fuck me. My moans punctuated her strokes deep inside me. I wasn't going to last long at this rate, but she did say quickie. Oh, Jesus, God, yes. Gemma owned my ass, fucked me like I really was Patrick Stewart, who she swooned over, which is why I wore the fucking costume and shaved my head. So I guess it kind of worked, come to think of it. I smiled to myself in the midst of my ass-fucking bliss. It worked. Gemma fucked me all the way over my edge into orgasm land, fucked me all the way through my orgasm, and then stopped at last. I sprayed cum all over the towel she'd laid on the bed, so certain I would let her fuck me. She pulled out gently, went off to the bathroom to throw the harness in the sink and clean any spots on those blue tights. She returned with a washcloth for me to clean up. Damn, Picard never had it so good. Yes, Wonder Woman gets it done, she pumped her fist. We went off to the party. The door opened, and there stood Supergirl, in all her red-caped glory. Hi, you two. We've been waiting for you to show up. What took you so long? Not waiting for an answer, Supergirl continued.